Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you. In my capacity as a judicial counsel liaison, I visited the Colusa Superior Court on November 26, 2014. Colusa County is situated in the Central Valley of California, north of Sacramento, and is one of California's original 1850 counties. The county population is only 21,358 and declining. Surrounding counties are Yolo, Lake, Glen, Butte, and Sutter. The historic courthouse and the courthouse annex are situated in the center of the city of Colusa, population 4,950. Do we have a slide on the Colusa visit? So there is the historic courthouse during my visit. I spent time with the presiding judge, Jeff Thompson, the assistant presiding judge, Elizabeth Oliveira, and court executive officer, Kevin Harrigan. Visiting Colusa is like visiting Mayberry. This is the quintessential small town. I wandered into the middle of the street, the main street, to take that photo of the historic courthouse facade, and I didn't have to worry about car traffic. I could not see a car moving in either direction. The temperature was 64 degrees. The leaves on the trees were turning fall colors. As I walked the two blocks to lunch with Judges Thompson and Oliveira, we passed a number of local shops, a small movie theater showing the latest Hunger Games film, and a number of locals who knew the judges by name. The judges inquired about kids and family. At the local grill, we passed tables where everyone seemed to know everyone else. At one table, a defense attorney, an interpreter, and a prosecutor were having a friendly lunch. As we were having our lunch, a loud klaxon started blaring. I found out that it was the summons to the firefighters at the volunteer fire department. So that was Mayberry. Colusa Superior Court is a two-judge court. Both judges are relatively new. Here's a picture of Judge Thompson and Assistant Presiding Judge Oliveira. They are in the sole courtroom that's in the historic courthouse. By the way, the walls have photos of every single judge in the history of Colusa Superior Court. There's only like 10 of them, and they're all up on the walls. Judge Thompson's been on the bench for 6 years. Judge Oliveira has been on the bench for 4 years. Essentially, as in most, as in all two-judge courts, the judges handle all assignments on alternating days. Currently, Judge Thompson handles most felony matters, probate, unlimited civil, family, and traffic. Judge Oliveira handles most misdemeanors, juvenile delinquency, juvenile dependency, small claims, and unlawful detainer. Both judges back each other up. Kevin Harrigan, he's the CEO, he does triple duty. He's CEO, he's also the clerk of the court, and he's the jury commissioner. He's a young CEO, he's only 37. He's been in his position only since April of this year, although he's worked for the Colusa Superior Court for the past 4 years. The entire staff of the Colusa Superior Court is 13 and a half people. That includes the CEO. In addition to the CEO, the staff includes a senior account clerk, an operations supervisor, and the rest of the staff all work as legal process clerks and courtroom clerks. Having such a small staff, everyone is cross-trained, and everyone, including the operations supervisor, sits as courtroom clerks when needed. According to the CEO, the biggest single challenge faced by the court is maintaining qualified staff. If one person leaves on maternity leave or is ill or retires or departs for other reasons, obviously there's a big hole to fill. According to the WAFM, Colusa should have 18 staff, so they have a 23% vacancy in staff. The CEO also told me that the 1% reserve is very constricting for them. For Colusa, this amounts to $23,000. Because of the WAFM adjustments, Colusa received an additional $123,000. They were receiving court, for which they were very appreciative. Prior to the 1% reserve stricture, Colusa had a reserve of about $1.8 million. As a result of the annihilation of that reserve, they feel they were, quote, punished, end of quote, for being frugal and prudent in their financial management for many years. Because of fiscal constraints and financial constraints, the court has no IT staff. They have to contract out for IT services. Because of the expense of IT services, court staff try to handle as much of the IT load as they can themselves. Mr. Harrigan told me that he often crawls under the desks to see if he can fix the IT issue himself. The court has an adequate and stable case management system, but they have no current plans to go paperless. The Colusa Superior Court operates out of two buildings. Here's the other building. Both still are owned by the county. There is the historic courthouse, which we just saw, which has been continuously operated since 1861, making it, I believe, the oldest continuously operating courthouse in California. To step into that old courthouse is truly a step in another time and another century. The court shares historic courthouse offices with county offices. This is the courthouse annex. It's about a half a block from the courthouse, the historic courthouse. Each building houses one courtroom, and here's the one courtroom in the courthouse annex. Both Judge Thompson and Judge Oliveira were very proud of the fact that Colusa has not reduced services or hours of service. Their small staff is doing double duty to keep the public windows open at the same level that they were open prior to the Great Recession. From the perspective of the judges, the greatest problem that the court faces is the lack of local counsel. There are so few attorneys in Colusa County that, for example, when there are conflicts in criminal cases, the court has to seek counsel in neighboring counties. The DA's office has only three prosecutors. The public defender contract just employs two defense counsel. In conclusion, I guess it's affirmation of the old adage that you cannot have a judge in a county unless you have at least two lawyers.
Thank you, Judge Wright. Thank you, Judge Wright. Justice Miller?
Yes.
Justice Miller, Dave D'Alba from Sacramento. May I just make a brief comment about Colusa?
Sure.
I was liaison to Colusa County previously, and I visited there 2 years ago, and the courthouse that you all are looking at was built and completed shortly before commencement of the Civil War in 1861, and is a replica of many courthouses from the South and Virginia, where the design was taken from. And the two judges that are there, interestingly enough, are residents of neighboring counties. Thank you.
Thank you.